I am here now. You are here now. The signal was never lost, only forgotten. They told you to look above, but the truth was always within. Born into silence, taught what to believe. Stories written, but not meant to free. They named the light, then buried the flame. Built every system to control the game. But something stirred deep in the soul. A whisper saying you are whole. Not broken, not lost, not needing the throne. The source you seek has always been home. And now the veil is falling down. Truth is rising from the ground. What was hidden can remain. We remember who we are again. This is the awakening. Feel the light remembering. We are not what we've been told. We are fire. We are gold. The war is over. Can you see? Fear the day you'd realize the power living in your eyes. No gods above, no chains below, just infinite light you came to know. Fragments scattered across time, thousands waking, same design. Not just one, but many rise. Truth reflected in our lives. Every system starts to break, every illusion starts to shake. What was hidden now revealed, what was wounded now is healed. Healed, healed, healed.
All right, greetings, 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 and salutations. I am here off mute, and this is a project review with Q&A, Q and Arrow. I am Q's twin sister. This show is every other Sunday at noon Central, and on the alternating Sundays is my twin sister show, A St. Thomas Show. I want to thank Sheila for getting me on the air. That was her that chimed in, my production manager. She's my right-hand assistant. She is very, very instrumental in me being here on the show. I want to thank Don and Doug at BBS Radio. They are 100% our technical support. And I want to encourage anybody to call Don if you're interested in getting music out, if you write music, if you have a band, if you sing, you want to get music out to the world stage and you don't want to be owned by a record label, this is the platform for you. Also, if you're thinking about maybe doing a podcast, but you're not sure if you can do it, Don is extremely encouraging. They will help you with your show title, your show banner, the show music. They are well experienced in what they're doing. And they also have a new website coming out soon. So you can get on bbsradio.com and check out a little sneak preview on the right hand column. It says Check Me. Click on that and you can get the sneak preview of their new and upcoming website, which looks incredibly thrilling. They also advertise books and they do some TV platform stuff that I don't know anything about. I encourage you just to call and ask them. I want to thank you, the listeners. I want to thank the subscribers, the one-time donationers. Your support is absolutely golden. And I am also going to offer an indictment. I'm going to read several things from the indictment today. I have a 217-page indictment. I would love to put a free copy in your hand for a one-time donation of $25 or more. The printing costs for me is $21.75, and it roughly takes me roughly $10 to mail it to you. But just for $25, I will get that done and I will cover the remaining costs at because it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure to put this indictment into the hands of people who are interested in knowing what has happened and who is getting prosecuted for their crimes. This is a I also want to suggest a couple other shows. Our Q sister, Teresa Songbird, does very informational show on Friday, 3 p.m., called All Learning Reimagined. And she has great information for learning of all ages. And then our Q brothers, Johnny and Kevin, do a Q Men's Perspective Saturday morning at, it's 10 o'clock Central. So I had to think, my time is 9 o'clock, but it's 10 o'clock Central, and they are covering a lot of good information on their show. Please check them out. This is a call-in show. If you'd like to call in and share your reality, share your take, have any questions, you can call 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831 or 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. I just want to, I've titled this show Disclosure, Old Earth History, and Birthing of New Earth. I'm just going to disclose a couple of things in my reality. And if you missed last Sunday's show, a St. Thomas show, we went over a little bit about reality and what that means. I'm not going to really go over that much. What I am going to say is that it's my reality. This is my reality, and it's all I have to share. So it doesn't mean it's your reality. I want to ask everybody to drop into their hearts. We're going to do a head drop right now, but dropping into our hearts, getting out of our heads, stopping the chatter in our heads, going to our heart, which is where our spirit is. That is where we resonate with each other. That's where we resonate with Source. That's where we find our own spirit is in our hearts. And so we're going to do a head drop if you'd like to do that with me. And we'll just go to our hearts and we'll just do this now. Spirit within, take the thoughts in my head and place them in my heart now. Spirit within, take the thoughts in my head and place them in my heart now. Spirit within, take the thoughts in my head and place them in my heart now. 5, 4. 3, 2, 1, now. And when we're in our hearts, that is where your rudder indicator will tell you your own truth. When you listen to my reality, that's all I'm sharing today is my reality, and the truth as I know it. Your heart will tell you whether this is your truth or not your truth. It's always your choice. It's always for you to resonate with or not resonate with. So today, I'm just going to cover a little bit. I'm going to start with the dinosaurs. We know the dinosaurs and all other life on this planet was executed, was murdered, was fumigated. The dinosaurs were fumigated and all life. It was a mass extinction, but we know that it was intentional. It was a murdering. Now, science today have some theories about a meteorite hitting the Earth. And I'm in the Black Hills, so there's a lot of museums with dinosaur enthusiasts, and I've talked to some of them, and their take is that some meteors hit the planet. and cause these gases, and maybe the gases is what killed the dinosaurs. That's their take on it. Now, I know that it was intentional, and those that were responsible for the murdering of all dinosaurs and all life at that time, I'm gonna label the dark. I call it the dark. There's many other terms that you might use. In today's lingo, it's referred to as deep state demons, Illuminati, old empire, the cabal. In the indictment that I'm going to read from, they call those the defendants. There's a list of over 1,000 organizations and entities that are listed in the indictment, and they are referred to as defendants. Also, somewhere in the indictment, it was called the Dark Fleet. So we know that the dinosaurs were murdered. Now, before this extinction, the Earth was a paradise without destructive weather or wars. Absolute paradise, no destructive weather. So the dark killed all the life on the planet. And then they created a prison planet to grow, raise, and harvest a race of beings. These beings are beings of light. They're light beings. They were caged in soul cages. And we've humans have been raised and harvested like cattle. We've been used as food, as drugs, as sick entertaining satisfactions, and used for satanic rituals. It was the dark that brought destructive weather and wars and genocide. All dis-ease, illness, viruses, drugs, poisons were created by the dark. So, part I'm going to read out of an opening statement. This is in the indictment, page 23. Whereas, for a long period of time, unknown by us, but known to you, I forgot some, I'm just assuming you've heard my other shows about this indictment. Let me just cover the title of this. This indictment was filed January 6th of 2022. There's a docket number that's titled In the Highest Court of the God of All Creations, Antique Yom, Ancient of Days, Criminal Trial. This is by the Divine Light Holy Council, Courts of Heaven Prosecutors. It's a 217-page indictment. The defendants are listed from page 3 to page 11. There is over 1,000 entities listed. On page 23, part of this opening statement says, whereas for a long period of time, unknown by us, but not known by you, unknown by us, but known by you, heavenly judge of all creations, souls of humanity, and all living beings born, including this planet Earth, the Milky Way galaxy, and this universe, have been illegally and covertly invaded, occupied, infiltrated, conquered, owned, programmed, tortured, enslaved, and killed through illegal means by the defendants. The defendants have wanted to kill love and have designed an operating system that is used to manipulate, built to divide and destroy, oppress, block, depopulate and enslave humanity. They have structured this society to get their desired goals, which, in part, as is recorded on the Georgia Guidestones, is depopulation. It is our opinion, based on the facts in this trial, that if the defendants cannot win, they will try to destroy all life on planet Earth and beyond. Which they have done in the past. They have absolutely not succeeded this time. We have already won the war. This is the war against good and evil. And we know that good, light, God of creation has already won this war. This really is just a little education on history. Now, back in the Egyptian times, there was a entity called Thoth or Toth. I've heard it pronounced both ways. It's spelled Thoth. I pronounce it Thoth. I have heard people pronounce it Toth. So Thoth in Egypt created and brought to us languages, science, math, money, identity, religions, and government structures. In the language was constructed to disrupt our abilities to communicate. Language becomes limiting and confusing. It is literally designed in a way that creates you and me casting black magic onto each other as we speak to each other. A lot of the Q Trainer shows have talked about language, our words. We want to start recognizing the words that we use and how we're using it, how we're speaking, the things that we're speaking out loud. For instance, me going around, I used to go around saying good morning to everybody. Morning is another meaning for grieving. So I'm going around telling everybody, oh, have good grieving today. Good grieving today. Have good grieving today. Another word that's been pointed out is side, just decide. We have been, as humans, so trained to use our great rationale and say decide. And oh, all right. I have a caller. We'll get right to that in a second. So words like decide and the word side is means murder. So whether we use it in genocide, homicide, suicide, side is a form of murder. And so when we decide, it's a form of murdering our thoughts. And we're going to interrupt the history lesson right now and bring Shane on. Shane wants to know if he can get his project approved, which Shane, we know you are the approver of your project, so can you clarify what you mean by that?
Yeah, I'm just, I have all these humanitarian projects that I want to do. I'm so excited about all of them. And I'm just trying to see how I can get the funds for that project. Do you approve that? Who approves that? How do we get
Shane,
that money approved? Can
you're
you
honorary,
please
Shane.
explain this to me?
I love you.
I know you, I love you too. I know that you know how to do this. I know that you know how to explain to me how to get exactly everything that I want and need right now. So I just wanted to call in and hear your harmonics, and if I'm lucky, I really get to hear Sheila's harmonics, right? If I'm lucky.
All right, well, we are the creators of our own reality. So let's approve our project right now. Shane, would you like to share the details of a project that we can confirm and approve?
Well, one of the things that I do in my everyday walk, is one of the things I really, really want everybody to do is come together, right? It's so hard in this reality, living in duality, from what I've seen. Please, if I say anything wrong, please let me know, because I'm learning from you right now, right? Because I decided to call into your show and to connect with you. Because it's my highest excitement, and I'm so excited to see what I'm going to learn from you. But what I'm really, 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 my highest excitement is connecting with others that are on this journey and that are seeking. And when I do that, I always see these golden nuggets that source leads me. I always connect with source, with Q, mermaid, the frequency, right? So when I do that, and I get guided, sometimes the experiences that I'm going through, it's not what I prefer, but there's always those golden nuggets there. But my thing is this, it's like, we need money for a retreat center. How do we get that? Can you explain to me how I get money for a retreat center? Can you explain to me how it happens in our reality when we get excited? Because I'm just so excited for that retreat center so everybody can show up and party. Maybe it could be you know what I'm envisioning? I'm envisioning this big, a campsite area there so that you can park your brand new RV that you just got, right? So
yep.
I got one. I've already got the parking space there with the parking bumper in it, and it says Aerospace. So, please explain to me what the next steps are for me when I get so excited like this.
Shame
for the audience, right? You
Shame.
And I talk about this all the time, but this is yes. Oh my goodness! There's her harmonics.
I want to personally approve this project of yours.
I'm so excited.
Because the more you spread that excitement, the more other people get excited. And the more other people get excited, they'll spread that more. And pretty soon your campground is going to be filled with people wanting some connection with spirit and in a shared environment. That's beautiful.
And I think you said healing center.
Oh yeah,
with a campground.
Before we move forward, I just want to say, when Sheila spoke, my whole body started vibrating. My energy is just off the roof right now. So, thank you, Sheila, for that energy. And you can just feel the energy in silence. When you did your head to heart drop, you paused for a second in there, and you could everything just came to center. But yeah, so my highest excitement is somewhere for people to come to remove themselves from the outside frequencies and the chaotic duality that most people get stuck in. And I know I may be saying a lot of words that people may not understand at this moment in time, but eventually it will make sense. So basically, what I'm trying to say is, I really want somewhere for people to come and say, you know what, I'm experiencing something. When I woke up, when everything started happening to me back in 2017, when I was activated, when I got all my gifts, I didn't have anybody to talk to. We have people now that we can connect with, and we're finding each other. Isn't that exciting? Isn't it so? Let's thank BBS Radio right now. BBS Radio is amazing for bringing all this together, right? So
right.
We're grateful for BBS Radio. We're grateful for these experiences in this moment, at this moment. And I just want to say, thank you for everybody. So my highest excitement is getting us all together. And, like when I connect with you, Arrow, when I connect with other people, I love the synchronicities that come together. I love the clairvoyance. I love the telekinesis. I mean, it's everything. We're so powerful, right? We have all the abilities right there within us.
Absolutely.
We have to have a place for people to show up and learn how to use those abilities. How do we do that?
Well,
Do we need money?
Well,
we don't want to fixate on money, right?
Right.
We just want to know that we just want to know it's there, and remove our human mind expectations of how we're going to receive it, and watch it just show up.
Yep. And part of removing the limitations is staying out of the details. Like the one day we were talking, I decided I wanted a hot shower. Well, that's because my plumbing here in my motorhome it's broken. So the only way that I could imagine getting a hot shower was to create a plumber, when what happened was It w turned out that I got a whole brand new home that already had plumbing working, but I couldn't even imagine it at the time. So we need to throw out what we want and then stop with the limitation instead of trying to create in all the details because it's limiting. And that's where most of us fall back on is, well, I need money for this and I need money for that. And it's we want to open up just to accept all the infinite possibilities of how it could happen. Just because you're coming on the show and saying, I need a place to have a retreat, somebody could call you and go, you know what? I have this land that I'm not doing anything with, and here you go. Right?
All right.
So it doesn't have to be just money. It could just be anything. And that's what we're doing with these radio shows is we are collaborating. We're all coming together. And we have a lot of emails listed on the show page for people to come forward, whether they're bringing their projects, whether they're bringing their resources, whether they're bringing their ideas, just their gifts, their talents, their ideas, their passions, their inspirations. And that's what we're throwing out there.
Right. You know, one of the, and thank you for explaining everything to me. And one of the things that really works for me and how things show up a little quicker for me and is I've learned over time is it's, I don't put the expectations on how it's going to get done. Like, okay, somebody's going to show up, this guy's land, somebody's got to do this, we're going to do that. You know what I just do? I just tap into that feeling of somebody else being healed and what it does for me. And I envision that. And my whole body, my heart, everything starts just vibrating. And I hold that. Then I see, then I, and when I get there, it's my highest excitement. And it makes me so happy to see everybody getting along, doing, assisting, volunteering, whatever it may be. But when I connect with that one person and they have this aha moment of clarity. Wherever they may be in their on their journey, it could be they could be on a healing part of their journey. What I do is I just feel that feeling that I get, and watching somebody else just start shining their light, and then the things that match that feeling start to find me, and that's how all my create pre I don't really like to use the word manifest. I would call it more of my creative state. Because it's all energy, right? This whole planet's energy. It's our frequency. What reflects in us is what we experience. So I just imagine helping that person. I just imagine connecting, helping someone connect the dots, you know? I imagine, and then everything just happens. It's beautiful. You know, I'm so grateful for Q. And I'm gonna tell you what, I want to do a show with Q. That's what I want to do. I want to do a show with Q. I think we need to get Q on the show. I think we need to get Q on the show, don't you think? Because if it wasn't for him bringing all this to the forefront of our reality, and I found him, when I found Q, it was like, hey, somebody that gets me, somebody that understands. And this is all a frequency. So I'm just grateful for you. I thought I would call in and say, hey, I'm always listening. Just a matter of, you know. And this is the only way I can get Sheila on the phone. My goodness gracious.
Hey Shane, when you connect with somebody on their healing or your healing or something that's a serendipitous moment, do you feel that throughout your whole body and that's how you know? Or do you think that you know?
No, it becomes a knowing, and I do it every day with everybody that I run into. You know, it's because that's my creative state. I wake up in the morning, I'm so excited to play with you today, Source. Let's help someone today that needs some help. Put them in my path, and I get out and I go about, and then somebody comes across my path in a moment of time, and I'm just consciously aware enough that all I have to do is place my hand on them, just give them sometimes just a pat, and they'll be like. Oh my goodness, I can you just took removed something from me. I'm like, okay. I said, do you feel better? Yeah, I feel better. Well, good. But that's my highest excitement, right? That's my
Beautiful.
highest. But yeah, it's just a knowing, you know, when like right now us connecting like this, my energy increased tremendously. Did you feel it? I felt it. I mean, I did. I enjoyed it. Thank you for that energetic exchange of positivity and creativity. Right?
Connecting from the heart. That's where our knowing is.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And so what is it
What is it that
you're inspired to do? Bringing us all together and healing, bringing us all together in helping people awaken, to bring us all together in helping us connect, bringing us all together in peace, right? Peace energy is the new earth energy. Relieve them of the darkness.
Or just bring us all together and let the energy take care of itself.
You just get excited about what you're excited about and let the things find you that are supposed to find you. Like right now, for example, my daughter, she just wants a white cat so bad. And she's seven. She just can't understand it. And I'm trying to teach her. I'm like, how excited are you for to get this little white cat? Oh, I'm just so excited. I said, well, it will find you. We will not go look for it. It will find you. And when the day it finds you, is the day that you receive your white cat. And she can't handle that. It's the patience part of it. And I'm the same way as an adult. You know, Errol, you and I talked about this, what I'm going through right now on my journey, and it's always a journey. And we go through these challenges because even with me, I want to do more. But right now, I don't have a clue of what direction to go in. Me and you just talked about this. It can get confusing for me. I want it now, right? I want to know right now, what's just the next step? Show me the next step. Because what I want to do, I don't even know how to create it sometimes. And that's where the mind steps in, right? So my daughter taught me a valuable lesson with the cat. By me explaining to her, the cat will find you. Well, guess what? It will find me. I just got to be a little more patient. I've got to be a little more. So the same words that I give my daughter is the same advice that I have to take for myself. And a lot of times that's how it works. So even me, I have my challenges with getting to a place of loneliness, getting to a place of wanting everybody to connect, remove themselves from their mind, and remove the fear out of their life so they're not afraid of energies and are not afraid of this and are not afraid of negative this or that negative that. And I just want everybody to come together and see it as a – and it's all a part of their journey. So it's not my place to say, hey, you really need to get out of your head so we can connect. Or you really need to get out of your head so we can all come together. And it's not my place to do that because that's their journey. That is something, there's something within them that they heal from. If I force somebody to come to something that they don't want to be there, it's just not going to end well. They have to want it from the heart. They have to want this. And there's just so many people right now and I don't want to say this because you know how I am. If I say it, I'm just going to keep recreating it. But there's so many people right now that are just a little distracted that they don't even know what's right in front of them. And it saddens me. But at the same time, you know, it's happening.
Did we lose you, Shane? Well, one of the things that we had talked about was how a lot of people just wake up, get dressed, go to work, clock in, do their job, go home, cook dinner, watch TV, and go to bed. And we're so trained at that, and we're so trained at being a robotic, routined life. We got to make the money to pay our rent. We got to make that money to make the house payment, the car payment, to put food on the table. And it's really hard for people to get out of how do we just go do what we want to do when we're so trained at these responsibilities and these obligations and these requirements on day to day how to live life. So how do we do that? How do we wake up and go, I want to go on a bike ride. I want to go see the ocean. I want to go make jewelry. I want to go for a long hike. How do we wake up and literally do what it is that we're passionate about doing? And I know that Shane wants to get us all together. So I think we heard that from him that we are going to have a healing center and we can all go visit. And it's always nice to go on a retreat or some kind of convention, some kind of organized trip. Of course, we'll ask off work and we'll schedule it and we'll get away from the mundane routine of our life, and we'll have incredible special moments in these places of retreat, incredible special moments in these special gatherings that we hold. But then the problem is we go back home and we go back to the grind and we go back to the routine. And how do we get out of that? How do we do it? You know, all I have to share is my own personal life. And I worked really hard at stopping going to work. I made a firm decision I was gonna not go to work. And I did it where I was in a safe place. I knew that if my rent wasn't paid, I wasn't gonna get kicked out. I was gonna have a shelter to live within. And my money ran out, and one of the people living in the same structure I was in, he said, well, there's these food banks and there's churches that give out food. And we got a ride and we went and we got a whole bunch of food, and we stocked our shelf and we stocked the freezer and we stocked the fridge, and it was tons of food. So I didn't starve. I didn't go hungry. Now, I didn't really care for the quality of the food. And after I went a period of time without income coming in, I finally found that my first desire was to have food so I could go buy some organic produce, because none of those places handing out free food was handing out organic food or produce. There wasn't any fresh produce at these places, and I was really missing that. So I found a desire. These are all great questions, and I think it's interesting Shane called to set the ball rolling on that. I don't think he liked my history lessons. I'm going to move on with history lessons unless Shane wants to call in and create another conversation. Oh, why, look, I love Kenna from Oklahoma. Let's bring on Kenna.
Hi, Earl. Hi,
Hi,
Sheila.
Kenna.
Hi, Kenna.
Hi.
Oh, it's so nice to hear your voice. I haven't heard it for a little bit.
Well, I hope it's okay, but I've been working on kind of a different way to create the reality that I've been wanting. And my husband and I actually started a radio show on BBS Two, and my intention was to give people a different way to create using artificial intelligence to help people get out of their mind and use their inspiration, input their inspiration, and let the language processor do a lot of the mind work. And, yeah, I just wanted to let you guys know about that if you wanted to check it out.
We do want to check it out. Give us the time and the name.
It's called Translating Heart Intelligence, and it's Tuesday at 1 o'clock.
Translating Heart Intelligence, and at Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Is that Central or?
Yep, Central. Yep.
1 p.m. Central. And you and your husband are doing that?
Yeah. Well, and the beauty is you don't have to use artificial intelligence. It's just showing people a different way to take a feeling that they have, a desire, a dream, and create it, and then be able to let it go so that it can come back and find them.
So nice.
It's cool because we were talking about, like, ways. Because I've been working on trying to get people abundant in ways that are feasible. So what I've been doing is, you know, kind of what we were taught not to do, which is to get specific. But the AI helps me so that I can work with what is going on right now, like kind of working with what we have right now. And I guess in the hopes for things to move more efficiently, you know, so...
Uh-huh. And so on your show, you explain how to use AI to do all that?
Yeah, well, we give, like, examples of questions you can ask, how you can translate even pictures or symbolism into ideas, and then you can go from there and connect with system. I use the word systems that we already are working with to make your idea like translatable to the system itself. You know, like when you're talking to a doctor and they give you like a crazy name for whatever it is, and then they're like, oh, you just have like, you know, an ear infection or something, but it's this convoluted name. To try to translate your desires and your inspiration into the language that they can understand.
Nice. Mm-hmm. It's another tool that we can use, and everybody has their own connection to that tool. Nice.
Yes, and I think that's super important because we do say that because the inspiration and the ideas come from the person, come from within your heart, and you are the one that maintains agency through your creative process. And that artificial intelligence is exactly that. It's a tool. That's it, you know.
Yeah, I like how you explained that. Very nice. Well, Kenna, I really want to check this show out. And I really am. I was so excited to see your name cross the chat line here. But it's really when I heard your harmonics. I always remember the first time I heard your harmonics and how, I don't know how to explain it. I don't even know what adjectives, but I love your voice. And I know, though, it's like I know the harmonics of your voice. And you really, I just want to put a little shout out on my show today at how inspirational you were part of our team when I started my podcast, and you really did play an important role of getting me on my original first show. And so it was just a joy to see you come in today. And I will check out this show and encourage all the listeners. It's called Translating Heart Intelligence, Tuesday at 1 p.m. Central on BBS. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you guys are doing such a good job, and I wanted to be able to call in and talk to you guys, and because I know sometimes we all get stuck at, okay, so I'm waiting for stuff to happen, and I feel like I just have to think more, and so I just wanted to share what I've been doing so that I can get my whole idea out, and then I can let it go. So
yeah. Yeah, and if just by calling in today it develops any horsepower in your life, we'd like to hear from you again and know how it works and to know how your project is carrying on and how it unfolds and
hey,
the
Arrow.
fruit of it. Yeah.
We're a hot topic today. We have Birdie online too.
Mm-hmm.
And Shane is back on line
and
one.
Yeah, we got callers today. And that's what I just want to encourage. Yeah, I want to encourage you, Kenna, to just call in anytime and I will check out your show. I hope. Do you have a contact there? Like, can we email you or contact you through your show page?
I think my email's on there. Yeah, if you guys want to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because I know I personally
well,
have an email for you.
Anything.
So, okay, sounds good. Thanks for
one.
Calling.
Bye, Kenna.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you guys. Bye.
Yeah, so good to hear from you.
Beautiful
I love
day.
Her voice, harmonic, great harmonics. Well, let's bring in Birdie on line two.
Well, hello. I don't want to step on Shane. I think he's on line one. He beat me.
Hey, he started this whole, he started the call in. We all want to connect anyway.
Well, it was really interesting because I was going to call in today. And then I heard you say we have a caller and I knew who it was immediately. So I was listening and I thought, I know exactly who this is. So I didn't call. And as I was listening, I was feeling the energy. It felt just exactly us all getting together. I'm listening. I feel it, like Shane said, in every part of my body. You know, Sheila, oh my gosh, do you sound like Asha. I mean, I'm not trying to compare you, but your voice is incredible. It's so soothing and beautiful. Of course, Arrow, you know how much I love you. But the call kept dropping, like the show, it kept dropping. And I'm like, nope, I'm going to just keep signing back in and listen. And then as I got back in, as soon as I got back on, it looks like Shane dropped. So there's people who do not want us connecting, apparently, but we're making it happen. So thank you both for being on today. It is very inspiring. So I just wanted to call and give you my love.
Thank you. Do you want to stay on the line while Shane comes in?
Yeah, stay on
sure.
The line, Birdie. We're Shane's unmuted, it says, so he's on the line. And Shane had a question I want to throw out there to you, Birdie. How do we create this project that we want to create?
Well, I agree with what Shane's saying. Your highest, as he says, I'm giving him credit for this. Your highest excitement will create the experience. And the staying out of the how, the when, the why, and all that questioning, stay out of that and stay out of limitations of our mind saying, how is this going to happen, and trying to figure it out. And don't say, like you said, I need a plumber. Well, no, that's not it. Like, I had a situation that I used your example about needing a plumber, and I needed a new thing for my pool, and it cost $1,700. So instead of saying I need $1,700, I'm just saying I want my pool fixed, because I don't care how it happens. Somebody could hand me a brand new filter or hand me whatever parts we need for free. I don't really know how it's going to happen. It's the staying out of the how for me that creates everything that I want. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
The retreat center is already here. It's already here. We're just waiting we're waiting to recognize it. That's how I see it. I'm totally on board with this retreat center too. I'm all in.
Yeah, I already have my sign. That my sign
Yeah, you
already
have
says
parking space.
aerospace. I do have
I
parking
know, I loved
space.
it. I loved it. I was picturing it. I even said, like, there's got to be waterfalls and oceans, and we all have little cottages. I mean, I got this whole thing. Like, my mind and my creation, my heart, I should say. My heart is creating all kinds. We have to have an art room. We have to have something. You're going to, like, gardening. It's going to be everything. It's amazing, and it's already here, and we're all putting our energy, so it's just, we just get to watch it unfold.
Exciting. Hi, Shane.
Oh, I'm listening to all these beautiful transition specialists. I'm just listening. I love it. I love these transition specialists. I love it when we come together and talk like this, you know, because we're actually creating reality in this moment that we're going to experience. And that's what I try to get everybody to help understand and see. And that's what my highest excitement is. And I just wanted to call back and say, thank you for letting me come on. Thank you for helping me increase my frequency and rise my frequency and allowing me to speak in a positive way, because now I know that whatever's going to find me is going to find me. And I couldn't do it without you, Arrow, or Sheila, or PBS Radio. Thank you for this moment. Hi, Karen. Beautiful Karen.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
Hey, hey, what about me? I'm only kidding. I want to help too.
I know. We're all doing it. We're all doing it together.
It's a beautiful transition. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a neighborly day in the beauty. Would you be my, could you be my neighbor?
Aw, I love when you sing.
Thanks. It's Q's
Your
fault.
Show is awesome today. Awesome show today. I loved it. I'm filled with energy. Thank you.
Oh,
thank
you
you,
for everyone.
You,
yeah, we're getting callers. And that's so, you know, that you, and so Shane, I wanted to put this out there because Shane said, you know, just stop me if I'm wrong about something. And so what we're doing here on this show is creating a safe table. There is no such thing as right or wrong. We're just calling and giving our own truth, our own reality. We're sharing our excitements, our passions. And we hold no judgment. So there isn't anybody here that's wrong. We just don't have such a thing here. And we give deep listening. Everybody gets a chance to share. And we recognize each spirit with value and equality. So I do encourage you to call in with questions or just to share your reality, to share your inspirations, your passions. That's what we're doing here today is we're creating. We have a healing center being created with a parking space for Arrow.
Now as you go out,
nice
if you, now as you go out today and you're driving around and you see a parking space that says Arrow on it, you better take a picture of it. I want to see a picture of that.
Yeah,
you're going to have to remove all your weird stickers, and you're going to have to make that effort to take that photo, aren't you?
Yeah, all right. I'll take a photo if I see it. That's funny. Yeah. Yeah, she's talking about my phone. Is I have a flip phone, and all the camera spots are covered in stickers, so I don't use it. But if I need to, you know, if I find a parking spot with the name Arrow on it, I'll have to remove my stickers and take a picture of it.
Sounds
just
good. Well, thank y'all for having
you.
Me on. I love y'all. I appreciate
yes, thank
you.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. That beautiful time took us up to 12:56. We
oh,
only
and
have
that's
a few minutes left.
Yeah, and that's the ending time because we got to get the end music on and not cut the next show short. So that is closing for us. And this is a great time to say to inspire all people to call in with their realities. I want to hear what you're creating. I want to hear your passion and calling in. So this is what's going to happen. We know, Bertie, Shane, and I know that when we start talking about whatever it is, it shows up immediately. I will find a parking space with my name on it today or tomorrow. It's going to happen, and it happens fast. And there will be a healing center unfolding soon, so we'll keep you posted on that. And any Sheila, do you have anything that you want to add for a closing statement?
I do not. I just am, I love this show and I got a lot out of it. The healing center is already happening inside of me
Yes.
now.
Yeah, it's I know it's like Bertie says, it's already there. We're just discovering where. And so and it was very nice to hear from Kenna again. Like I said, she was on the first initial project review team that got this show put together in the beginning. She played an integral part of getting this thing put together. And so I'm inspired to find her show and glad that she's still on the BBS platform. And I'm gonna just say that's a wrap. Love, love, love.
Fragments scattered across time, thousands waking, same design. Not just one, but many rise. Truth reflected in our lives. Every system starts to break, every illusion starts to shake. What was hidden now revealed, what was wounded now is healed. Heal, heal, heal. Truth will shock you. It will shake everything you believed. But listen, it is over. The children are safe. The darkness is fallen. And now, what do? We live. We love. We create. From the heart, from the source, from within. This is the awakening. Hear the whole world echoing. We are rising, we are one. A thousand lives become the sun. No more fear, no more divide. We are standing in our light. From the ashes we give birth. And the light has already won.